Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Ches. We begin the Omid Beis. We begin the Tais Dibre Maaschot Ches. Begins the words of the Gemara. The Yesh Meinu Be Meisik Shama Mechul. And had we said only regarding the winter, etc. Tais comes to explain why did the Gemara have to say both of them are Tzrichas. In other words, the Gemara brought the Tana to mention the fact that there was a rakak, a puddle in the street, to tell you both regarding the summer and regarding the winter that is considered Shusaram. Had we said only the summer, I would have thought to say, okay, in the summer, it's considered Rosh Hashanah, because people walk through to cool themselves off. But in the winter, people don't normally walk through, would not be considered Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, you have to say the winter. And had we only said the winter, we would have thought, okay, people are dirty anyway, they're going to walk through. In the summertime, they wouldn't. So therefore, I have to say two times this halacha to tell you both summer and winter. Says Taisus, really, with one necessity would have been enough. Deitan the chadas in the rakak, had we only said one time this halacha the puddle, have a mekmin la b'didami la, we would have thought to say the one that's more comparable, which is the less of the chiddush, which is more comparable to Rosh Hashanah. Lach, deitan the treis in the rakak, that's right to say two times. Why do you have to say that each one is necessary? What do you mean, had you only said one, you would have said the less of the chiddush? So it says Taisus, really, you're right, that's true. Elikivin mishkachat srichuz, but since we find actually a necessity both ways, Avad ki'ilu tana b'braisa b'hedya, so the Gemara made it as if the Tana explicitly said, rikak b'maisachama, rikak b'maisachsham, the case of the puddle in the winter and the summer. Why do you have to say both? Each one has a chiddush, but really for the halachas of tzrichasa, it would have been enough even just showing one of them is a necessity, had you not known one from the other, not that even that the other would not have known from that one. Now, continue on with Taisa de Rimaschel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, lo mechayiv, and not liable at the okar lemim kamin, until you pick it up from its place. Taisus qualifies the halacha of the Gemara, and that is the Gemara brought that if someone is transporting a pile of a bundle of reeds in Rosh Hashanah by lifting up one end and pushing the pile further, and then he picks up the next part and keeps on pushing this pile, he's not liable because he didn't pick up the whole pile from its place. Taisa asks, "Tame, it's a wonder. My kamash malon. What's the chiddush of this halacha? Pshit lemechayv. Obviously not chayv. Kivin deleakri. He never did nakira. Of course, we don't need this exact case to teach this halacha. Void. Moreover, mashay chachach milsa. How does it apply over here? This teaching that you're not liable without akira. Our sugya was not even discussing this idea up until this point. Why is it coming in over here?" So Taisa, what you could say is the kamashma. This is what the Gemara is coming to tell us. The avagav the derech lelichem binyanze, even though it's the norm to transport such a pile of reeds in this manner, she'en and kalon leisen, because not easy lift it up. So that's how you move it. You move it by like pushing one end and then rolling it further and further. So b'havakamo imid lekasev. So this is like when you're standing to help something shoulder it, that it stays on your back. Damin le'el, which the Gemara said previously, Navheim Adbeis the Chayiv, that you're liable because since that's the norm of how you shoulder things, so it's not considered as if you, it's not considered a problem of continuous. It's considered like that's the norm, and the norm becomes the way of transportation. Afilahachi Potter, that's the Chiddush I'm going to tell you, that even though it's the normal way of transporting, that no, we're still going to be exempt, even though that's the normal way, like we find that the norm creates the halachic standards, like by Oymid Likasif, that it's not like you stopped, because that's the norm. So too over here, you would have thought, say, that you're chayiv, that's what the Chiddush is saying, that you're Potter. Now, and Taisa addresses his other question, since previously the Gemara was discussing regarding when you fix things with a pillar that's 9 tefachim in Rosh Hashanah, and we said v'rabim makas v'lav, and that's the normal for the public to go ahead and shoulder it, and that's why we give that pole, that platform, a halacha of Rosh Hashanah, even though generally above 3 tefachim it's not considered as Rosh Hashanah anymore on a distinct object, but for 9 tefachim we said because that's the normal, so it has the halacha of Rosh Hashanah, so naka lahachi, therefore we said this case of moving this pile of reeds to say that it's not the same thing as Oymel Lekasiv. And since you did not do a nakira, even though it is the norm to transport it like that, one would not be liable for the Isser of Haitzah on Shabbos. Now, continues Taisus now, V'davka Rama V'zakvin, now specifically as our Gemara says it, where someone picks it up and pushes it, which is the Kshaniach Reisha He'echat Chutz Dal Rames, when one end is already out of Dal Rames, Adayin Reisha Hashenim Munich B'Tech Dal, the other end is still on the floor within Dal Rames. And then when you push the other half of the pile out of Dal Rames, Adayin Ein Maschayv, you're still not liable. It's like dragging the object until you go ahead and take out the head of the object out of Dal Rames and place it down over there. where the Ava Pesach Chayza Meshchel Lachotz, even though you go ahead and you draw it outside, but you can be exempt. Again, like we're saying, Shalei Nasa Malacha, because the Malacha of the transporting for Amos and Meshur Shem was never done, Bevas Achas, at one time. But says Taisis, Ava Le Megara Zir Zedekonim Bevas Achas Ad Chos Elam Amos. Well, let's say you don't do like we're saying, you push, then you let go, you pick up the other side, you push, and then you let go. No, rather, if let's say you were just schlepping, you're dragging this pile of reeds, Bevasach is at one time, Atchos Lal Amis, and you till pull it out of four Amis, Oy, Mishos Yechel, Mishos Ram, let's say you dragged it like that from private domain to public domain, then it says, Taisis Chayv, of course you would be liable. Can I mean, like the Gemara says later on, the Hamatzneh, the Tzadi Aleph, and Beis, Begoinim Kis B'Shabbos, someone steals a person Shabbos. Hoy Megar B'Yetzev, who's schlepping it, who's pulling it and going out with it from the Rishos Yechel to the Rishos Ram, Pati is exempt. Why? From the Issa Shabbos, if it's a Geneva Bunker Echad, because the liability of it, the theft, happened at the same moment as the Issa of Shabbos of Haitzah. Therefore, he's a Kimlim with the Rabbinay, and he's not going to be liable for both at the same time. But one thing we see is that when you pull it outside at one time, not by halves, like we said, pushing it and then again picking up and pushing, then you're actually going to be liable for the Isser of Haitzah on Shabbos. Now, Vayimer Reed, the Reed says, the Imagagal Chavis, let's say someone rolls a barrel, Dalet Amas B'Shus Rabbin, four Amas in the public domain, or Mishus Yechel Shus Rabbin from the private to a public domain, Chayiv is going to be liable, because even though at any point in time, part of the barrel is touching the ground, because Davik Kamoy Megar, that's like the same case that we said of dragging, the Ein Enoch Klal, we don't view that as if it's rested, so although it's touching the ground, but the barrel is round and it's constantly rolling and it's not stationary, and therefore one would be chayv of Magal Kol Teva, but let's say you're rolling a box, Shimur Bas, which that's squared, then Pater 1 would be exempt, Davik Kamoy Rama Vadakvi, that would be exactly the case of the reeds over here in our Gemara, where you essentially, it is stationary. Every time you push it, it stops, and you pick it up, and you stop, and pick it up, and then it stops. The Efshe Shalei Tehei Nochek Tzah says, it's not possible, it's not going to rest at all, a little bit, between every time that you're rolling it, and at that time, it stopped, and therefore that would not be combining for the violating of transporting something for Amos and Shas Aram. So Tesis told us, the Chiddush of this Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, is even though this is the norm of transporting this huge pile of reeds, that this bundle, that it's not considered as if you transport a pharmacist in Shuzram without a stop, even though we say that, let's say, by kituf, by shouldering something, you're going to be chayiv, here we're telling you that you can be pater. Because you never did an akira. That's where the Gemara brings it over here, after that we spoke about before regarding shouldering something on the amid, that's ten tfachim in Shuzram, that since that's the norm that becomes the halacha, here, even though this is the norm, this does not make it into the halacha of transporting for Amos and Shusram. Now, this that we say that in our halacha you can be patur specifically when you like pick up one end and you throw it outside Dalet Amos, but the other end of that bundle is still within Dalet Amos, and then when you pick up the other part, the other one is not picked up. But if let's say you were dragging it at one time out of Dalet Amos or from Shusrich to Shusram, then it says one is going to be chayiv. And similarly, the Re says that if one's rolling a barrel in Shas Aram, for Amos, or from Shas Aram, it's going to be Chayiv since it's not at rest, but if one is dragging a box, then if one is rolling the box, then it's not possible that it doesn't stop every time it hits the other surface, and therefore one's going to be Pater, because it's not possible that there wasn't a Hanocha, and if you didn't do Dal Amos at one time. Continue next, Tezder Maschel, Tezder begins with the words of the Gemara, Lemetab Atuyuf to the Rav Vachu, let's say this is a refutation of Rava, etc., which Tez comes to disagree with Rashi, an explanation of the words of Rav, and that is the Gemara had a question. And the fact that we learn by a Makom Ptur that the Bnei Rishus HaYachid and the Bnei Rishus HaRam are permitted to both shoulder on that Makom Ptur, that exempted area, as long as they don't use it as a swapping point, but if they swap, they're going to be Pater. Says the Gemara, that's never gone Rav. Rav said that if someone passes an object from the beginning of four Amos to the end of four Amos, Rishus Rav, even if it passes what's called Derech Halav, oh, there he says that you're going to be chayiv. Don't we see over here that when you're passing an exempted area, you're going to be pater? Now, what does it mean, derech halav? So, Pirush Rashi explains, it means, avapi shevir lamala meyud, derech halav means, say, the path over him. Meaning, even though when the person is picking it up for Amos or Shazram, it's going over his head, or whatever, over 10 tfachim, to have a makom ptur, it's exempted area, and he says, you're going to be chayiv. Why is that different than the case we're learning over here when it goes through the exempted area of the makom ptur, and we're saying you're going to be pater? Says Taisus Balini here, it does not seem correct, this interpretation of Rashi. Dimkain, if that would be the case, then Havalei Lemifrich Mirabbanan. Then the Gemara should have asked from the Rabbanan. The army that they say previously, Navheim Abay, is Hamitzim Mechanos Laflat Yederch Stav. They say if you transfer from a store, which is Rishus Yachim, to the plaza, which is Rishus Ram, Derech Stav, through the area of the benches, which is a Makam Tur, That's chayiv. You can be chayiv. Well, then ask from the opinion of the Rabbanan. That's the same thing that we're saying. That you can be chayiv. Why do we have to ask from Rava? This is the same thing as Rabbanan, as Tosfos says similarly. My parach nami. So then, what's the Gemara's question? Leimitav tuv to the Rava that let's refute Rava. Leima let's say harabbanan kamei kava say. The Rabbanan say like him that it doesn't make a difference to go through Malka Patur. You're still going to be chayiv. But moreover, the Bamaitzi Tefillin, the Gemara, and even that Tzadik Hashem based Tanami learned in the Mishnah. A person could stand in the Rishos HaYachad, he can move things around by stretching out his hand and move things in Rishos HaRam. As long as he does not transport it out of Dalet Hamas. Now, the Gemara makes an inference, so therefore, if he would move it Dalet Hamas, Chayiv Chatzis, be liable for Chatzis. The Gemara says, let's say that supports Rabba, Dama Rabba, because he says, Amav V'chul, he says, this Allah of Amavim, but says, Tais Lepish, according to Rashi's interpretation. That he says that what is Rav's halach of derech halav? It means taking it above 10 tefachim. So that's difficult. Ma'in zel zeh. What does the halacha of Rav of derech halav, which is going through a makom patur, have to do what the Gemara over there is talking about? That we're saying it should support Rav, where if someone's standing with shasa yachid moving things with shasa rabim, where he's moving things in a liable area, what does that have to do with Rav's halacha? Therefore, it says Tais, it would appear to give the interpretation of Ben Chanan. The Mefarish that he explains, what does it mean shehavir derech halav? It means sheviu lefon of neged gufa. It doesn't mean on top, like Rash says, in above 10 tefachim. It means he moves it in front of him, opposite the area of his body. So let's say he picked it up, the object from his right side, and he put it on his left side. Now, I mean, I would have thought to say, kimin shegiyah kenegdi, since it's opposite his body. Havikamunach, it's like it was placed. V'nimtzush lehivr dalet amas yachad. And I would say, therefore, that it did not move at four amas in one shot. That's what Rav is coming to say, that you're going to be chayv. That's what the Gemara's question was. I would learn in the Braisa that says that if all three are involved, the Ani and the Balabais and the Makom Patur, they're all going to be exempt. Obviously, we see that if it lands in the middle, which is like almost connected Gufoi, when it goes from his right side to his left side, you're going to be Pater. On that, the Gemara and Masham, the Gemara answers, no, Hasam over there in the opinion of Rava, the object was Loinach, it never landed. The Ein Zaha Nocha Derech Atzma, but that's not the way it lands by itself. In other words, this that the object passed opposite his body, that does not make it considered as if it's landed. And therefore it's going to be chayv, because he transferred it four amas. And again, that's why it's the similarity to that Gemara in the Irvin, where, yeah, you're moving a dalet amas, and we see that you're going to be chayv, and that's exactly like Rav's case, where you're moving it dalet amas opposite the body, whereas the halacha of the one who's standing on the threshold, which is a makom patur, when he takes from the balabais and gives it to the ani, then the object landed on the threshold. Therefore, they're going to all be patur because it didn't go continuous from one rishus to another rishus. So Rashi explained that what's the case of derech olav? It means to say it went above 10 tefachim, which is a makom patur. According to Ben Chananel, the halacha of Rabba was that he's going from his right side to his left side, opposite his body, and therefore that's what the Gemara thought to say, that that's like as if it landed over there, and you see that he holds it in Michaev, but that's contradicted by the price. And then we said, no, it's not like it was Hanocha, they're bringing Michaev, and contradicts the price, it actually stopped on the threshold. Therefore, even though it ultimately went from one domain to another domain, that all three are going to be Potter.